This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel. My co-host is Jane Berger. And we have with us today Vicki Heck from Counseling Services. Welcome, Vicki.
Well, thank you very much for asking.
So, Vicki, we have you here today because next week on the 13th at 11, we are going to be showing Inside Out 2, and you are going to be leading the discussion on that.
I know. How much fun can that be? These are mine. Can you tell? I kind of like Inside Out 1 and Inside Out 2.
Right? And you provided these t-shirts for us.
T-shirts. We'll be wearing them. You'll see them again next week when we meet.
Yes. Be amazing.
Yes.
Yes. So, Vicki, can you give us like a little bit of, without saying too much, give us a little bit of
preview. Yeah, no spoilers.
Yes, exactly.
No spoiler
give us a little
alert.
Bit preview of the film.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit about where your discussion might go.
Okay.
A little teaser for people.
So it's Inside Out 2, mm-hmm. and there was an Inside Out 1. So 1 was about this character, Riley, who's... Mm-hmm. Joy, who's very, very happy. These are my little characters, too. And so she was about 9, 10, 11 in mm-hmm. Inside Out 1, and it was about emotions. Each one of these represents an emotion and how she dealt with that mm-hmm. at that age. And at the very end of that, and so I don't think I'm giving it away, it's Inside Out 1, there was a button. They have a console with mm-hmm. all the emotions and all the memories are loaded into
right,
it.
Right, in her brain.
In her brain. Yep. And so there's a console and these characters are in her brain. And there was a button that said puberty. Mm-hmm. And they call it puberty. all the characters are going, what is that? Oh, we won't worry about it. Well, that's how the beginning of Inside Out 2 takes place, is her going into puberty. So she's at the age of 13. She's an awesome hockey player, and so what do teenagers and then young adults, what do they go through, and what kind of emotions are going to be prevalent, and how do they handle those, and then how does that frame what they are mm-hmm. in their lives?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I gave a spoiler alert. I think I did
think
well.
I think
you
so.
Did nice
fantastic
work.
Fantastic with that. So yes. Where is your conversation going to lead us? What type of things should, to convince someone if they're kind of on the fence about coming?
Right.
What is going to send them over? What are you going to pull out of that to have a discussion for us?
Well, first, I know I can say, if you come, you won't be bored.
You won't be bored.
That is
That's
true.
That's a new character. So we had 4 new characters. And so mm-hmm. if you've watched any of this, each of the characters, their names. Okay, so we have boredom, and we have embarrassment is one of the new characters, and Riley kind of runs the console. But what they do is... Everybody thinks it's a kids' movie, and it isn't necessarily. It's more a psychology movie, and every other line is just, if you're having emotional problems or anything's going on, they kind of thread that and put that all together about how we have emotions in our lifetime, and then we have memories. And so you see this console all the time, and you think they're playing video games, and they're not. What they're doing is they're sending up her memories, and they go into certain areas, and they talk about they're in short-term, they're in long-term memory, they go to the vault, they bottle up the emotions. So it's just great. Every other line is about what we all live through. I'm just a little bit older. I know I look yes, younger. Okay, so the things that we go through and what makes us, and in psychology, is what makes you the whole person. How did you arrive at where you are, and what are the struggles that you might be going through? Mm-hmm. So it's a really, they're really educational, and I did preview this and watch this again, and I'm like, every other line, and for people going through that, and even young adults, you know, mm-hmm. these are the things that you might be going through, and you'll laugh a lot. If nothing else, you will laugh a lot. And the new character over there is embarrassment, and he has, you know, he's got the hoodie on, and just, you know, he falls over all the time, and he's so embarrassed, and I just love him. But my favorite now is Ollie, that is boredom, and just, oh, why am I here? So, you know, things that we've all gone through in your lives when you just sit there and go in your class, maybe, and you're like, why am I here? Okay, so that type thing, yes.
Well, that would never happen.
Well, no, not here.
Not here.
Not here.
They would not be bored.
I didn't
my
say that
my favorite
yes.
Character, or one of the new ones, would happen yes. to be this one.
This one.
Oh, anxiety.
Yeah. Anxiety.
I know.
Yes.
I thought
you,
they were telling my life story
yeah.
with that.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And it's one of the things that we see here on this campus. If you were to ask me what is more prevalent, you know, what do we see more in counseling services, which is located in Veterans Hall, what we see more right now is anxiety. Anxiety, which may or may not lead to depression, and then mm-hmm. obsessive compulsive goes along with that. But we see a lot of anxiety in students now, which, you know, and just what we're here for is to help them navigate and move through that.
So,
and actually, they have the tools that they need. We just kind of say, take this off your tool belt, and you need to use this. So yes, the new one is about anxiety.
So your discussion will also tie back in with some tools that individuals can
use. Them. Yes.
So
yes.
Our event is on Thursday the 13th mm-hmm. at 11 a.m. in College Hall 100.
Right.
So we definitely want to see our audience come listen
right.
to Vicki talk about this film. She's going to give us some tidbits as mm-hmm. well as how to manage that anxiety
right.
That we might be suffering from. Also, Vicki, if someone does need counseling services beyond
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
how could they how can they get help? What
how,
do they
how
do?
Can they reach out to us?
Yes.
There are different ways that students, certainly we have something out on Ozone for counseling services. And as soon as you go in there, and fill out a form, which is the consent form, I immediately get notified. And so then I reach out by email usually and say, hey, what do you need? You can come in. And we set up an appointment. We have walk-in Wednesdays so that you can just come in on Wednesday. And so I tell all the students, and I just did a went in and talked to a class this morning about you can come in and just chit-chat with us. It doesn't have to be, oh, I think I have a diagnosis or something's going on. And so we have a lot of people that just arrive, and that's fine as long as we're not busy and we can set up an appointment. We have a lot of students that have been with us for a while, and they'll come in every mm-hmm. week. We work around their schedule, so we're located in Veterans Hall, and we're there every day from 8 to 5. A lot of people just don't even know that we're there.
Nope.
And so I have someone, Austin, that works with us, and I have intern and practicum students mm-hmm. Also that are learning that work with us. Yes.
Is there a cost for students to come?
No.
In? Okay.
No, it's
That's
free.
Good.
And then if you can get to us from 8 to 5, we have a new software program called Talk Campus. Which is free to everyone, which is, it's located all over on the Ozone site, and you can just click into that. And that's a peer support group. It's 24/7, and so, and then you can talk to counselors. It's written in 17 different languages. So you can go out there and you can dabble in that or talk to other students. I know a lot of students are out there right now talking with people around the world, and so that's free also.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
We're
going
to have to wrap it up.
Be mine.
So
like him. I do. Thank you.
So
Yes.
So thank you, Vicki, for coming.
Yes.
And again, that
looking
is
forward to the movie.
The 13th, 11 a.m. Yeah. in College Hall 100.
Yeah.
So that'll
thank
do
you.
It for us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, ladies, and
thank
you're
you. Welcome.
Love your shirts.
So
thank you.
Listen, very much, thank yeah. you. So listen to Let's Talk Big on Outcast, OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, Thursdays at 7 and 10 in the morning and 7 and 10 in the evening. You can also listen to the podcast anytime. Find the Let's Talk Big link on owensoutcom.com website. That's outcome with two M's, owensoutcom.com. On behalf of Jane Berger and Vicki Heck, I'm Jen Hazel. Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.